I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It is 74 degrees.
Southbound backups on I-15 in Lehigh because of a crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus. Search for the cure. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Russia's vaccine claim is met with skepticism.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Russia has officially registered the first vaccine for the novel coronavirus. Although that news is met with international skepticism, frontline workers will be the first to be vaccinated in October. Taking the shot is voluntarily, they say. Global researchers say without stage 3 trials, there's no way to know if this vaccine will work. President Putin saying one of his own daughters has been inoculated. The White House looking to reopen negotiations with Democrats for another round of stimulus relief despite President Trump's 4 executive orders. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin telling CNBC,
"We're prepared to put more money on the table."
Democrat leaders have indicated a willingness to lower their demands if Republicans will raise what they're offering. The latest memo from FEMA says coronavirus rates are declining in the U.S. Over the past week, new cases off by 11.5% and deaths are down 7%. The positivity rate of those tested went from 8 to 6.6%. Now, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says this is not the time to let up.
There is still an even greater need to get people to wear masks.
And the number of confirmed coronavirus cases around the world has reached 20 million. However, that number is likely much higher as so many infected with the virus show no symptoms and have not been tested. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
A Salt Lake veterans home has finally knocked out a COVID-19 outbreak. Veteran advocate Terry Scow says private rooms in Ogden helped contain it.
Every home in the state's full. Every home in the state has a waiting list, some a year or more. So we actually need, another veterans home in Salt Lake County.
13 veterans at the William E. Christofferson Veterans Home have died. 38 others have recovered. 30 staff members have tested positive. The 3 other state-owned nursing homes are COVID-19 free.
Alpine and Provo City school districts are meeting tonight about back-to-school plans, and there are already rallies planned. There will be one outside Lehigh High School at 5, then outside the Provo City District Office at 6. And the Salt Lake City School Board plans a virtual town hall at 6:30 to answer questions about their decision not to reopen schools.
A boy pulled from a submerged car has now passed away. That car flipped into the Jordan River, leading to a dramatic rescue. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Tim, the 15-year-old and a 2-year-old were both trapped in that car, and Salt Lake police and fire crews dove in to rescue them over the weekend. Officer Miles Knapp says it was just a scary situation.
The officer was saying, there's a 2-year-old in here. We got to get her out. I tried to go under and see if I could find an opening into the car, but I couldn't.
Firefighters were able to break into the car finally. The 2 children were taken to the hospital, but the 15-year-old died. The teen's father says his son is a good swimmer. He thinks he stayed under, probably trying to save the toddler. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A week after Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall sent out executive orders for police reform, officers are pushing back. Lex Scott, founder of Black Lives Matter Utah, says the goal is to improve.
What we need people out there in the public to understand is we're not going after individual police officers. We are trying to change the system.
Yesterday, officers with the Salt Lake Police Association came together to criticize Mayor Mendenhall's claims of racial and social disparity and say the mayor's claim wrongfully insults and disparages her own employees.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. More of that same hot, dry weather on tap. right on through the 7-day forecast.
That's another day we're going to climb into the middle 90 range here along the Wasatch Front for today, and it looks like we're going to hit about the same thing for tomorrow as well. Just a slight moderation in temperature on Friday. It's not going to be a major change, though.
Grant says we're just not seeing any kind of storm to break up the pattern, and without some of that monsoonal moisture we normally get in August, not much chance of seeing any afternoon thunderstorms.